Amar Beis, Rava Amar. It's about 8 lines down. Timer, the Rabbi Nachum Yonakana said that the same way Mrs. Bezdin, the Pasuk clearly. That Mrs. Bezdin, the Pasuk clearly indicates that the Torah does not expect him to pay in a case where he's going to be Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. So, similarly, in the case of a person's Chayiv Koros, he doesn't have to pay. The question is, what's his source? So, the Pasuk by Mrs. Bezdin, we have a Pasuk, the Pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim. The Torah says, if there's Osun, so then he doesn't. If there's no Osun, then he pays the Dmei Vlodus. So in case where he killed the fetus, so he compensates the father Dmei Vlodus. Only in a case where there wasn't a Chi of Misa. Rav over time, the Rabbi Nachum Yonakana Mihalchah. The Pasuk says, "Vim Halem Yalim Am Oretz Eserihem Minu Ishahu." But something he has panai b'ishahu, b'mishpach toy, b'chlat yosoy. So now the chiyuv of many of the chayv of Mrs. Bezdin also come with the chiyuv chorus. So, person gives one of his children to molech, to the process called molech. His chayv misa, if. However, the Bezdin does not fulfill its responsibility to do Misa. The person says, I will give Koros. So, Amar Torah Koros Shalik to Misa Shalachem. So that the person was replacing the Chi of Misa with the Chi of Koros. So, Ma Misa Shalachem, Patim in Tashlumen, Av Koros Shalik, Patim in Tashlumen. Okay. So, the Gemara says, "My ika bein rabba labaya." So, can we come up with a practical difference in Rabbi Chaim ben Akana's shita between Abaya's source for Rabbi Chaim ben Akana and Rabba's source? So, the Gemara says, "Yes, you could." The ika benayu is zor shachol truma. So, zor shachol truma is not chayiv koros; it's chayiv what's known as misiv de shemayim. So, Abaya's so Rabba said it's specifically koros. Okay, so truma zor, which each truma is only is not chayv of course, is chayv misiv de shemayim. So there'd be no patur for paying in such a case. According to Baya, the point was the pasuk of osim bidei shemayim. Anything which is a punishment which comes from shemayim. Rabbi Nachum ben Akana holds that the person doesn't have to pay. So even in cases of Zor Shachol Truma, would also be potter from paying. Labaya potter, Labaya chayv. Now, what's the difference between Misa De Shemayim and Koros? So Rashi in place says that Koros is visited upon the person at the age of 50. Misa De Shemayim is visited on the person by the age of 60. So the Torah says the person's Chayiv Koros, he won't reach the age of 50. Person's Chayiv Misa De Shemayim, he could reach the age of 50, he'll die, he won't reach the age of 60. Rashi, one place is Mashma, in every case of Koros is also punishment of Ariri. Ariri is he will not leave over descendants. Either if he has no children, he will not have children. If he has children, they will die. They will predecease him. We see the Shemayim doesn't have that punishment, so it's only the person himself. Tosis seems to grapple with them. Not every case of Koros also has. Not every case of Koros has a riri also. So that Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis introduces the chiluk between the ages of 50 and 60. So Tosis and Yevamos and Daf Beis and Aleph. Okay. So, but that's that. But that the Torah uses the lashon of a chorus, or sometimes use Torah's lashon that the person will die. Of which Chazal Darshan means it's going to die b'dei shemayim. It's lashon of misa.
Well, you go back to the first.
Okay. So the Gemara ulabaya potter. So we're saying according to the buyer, Ezorah each truma, he is not chayav to pay. So now the Gemara is going to get involved in this concept of kimle berabim inay, that when a person has two punishments upon him, one of them is more chomer than the other. It could be something which is chay mises bezin, something which is chay of koris according to the Firmin HaKonah, or mises shemayim, or it could be chiyam malchus. So he only gets the more chomer one, and not the less chomer one. For our purposes, they won't have to pay. There's an element of that they have to be simultaneous. So if I could construe the scenario that the chiyam misa takes effect at a different moment in the process of what the person is doing than the chiyav tashlumin, then one does not relieve the other. He can be chayav misa and tashlumin, but he's not chayav misa tashlumin if the same misa is what causes both things. So the Mora is going to challenge right now that when we discuss the chiyav for tashlumin for eating and the chiyav misa tashlumin for eating, the chiyav misa with the shemayim is only when the person swallows. The damage to the item takes place before the person swallows already. It's not usable anymore. The person chews it, takes it to the back of his mouth. So the chiyav tashlumin and the chiyav misa are not simultaneous. So that's the more he's going to deal with. The more says ulabaya potter. According to Baya, a person is potter for paying for by the case of Zor Shachol Truma, because the Chiyav Misa Bidei Shemayim is enough to potter him. So what's the case? I mean, what would the Chiyav Teshuma be over here? It's talking about that he ate a Truma which belonged. A person eats his own Truma, so there's not a Chiyav Mammon. The problem is if he eats, so a person eats his own Truma, B'Shargig, the Torah says he has to replace it. Person his own truma b'mezid, see, he destroyed it. The issue, he stole the issues that he took a kayin's truma and he ate it. So the chiyav will be for gzela. So the gzela takes place way before the achila. The gzela takes when you pick it up, right? Former Rav Chista, the murder of Rabbi Nachum and Akana, Rav Chista said that even Rabbi Nachum and Akana, which says there's a chiyav misa b'dei shumayim paters. Begun of Chal or Kiev Koras Pathers, begun of Chalbush of Averay. So that a person had that he had Chalboy Chaliv, person has an animal, he has the Chaliv of the animal. Chaliv is also a Chaliv, it's Mutzah Barnoa. So it has a value. A person can sell it to a goy, a person can use it to grease something, he can liquefy it and make candles out of it. So it has a value.
Grease something?
Greece, yeah. So a person would steal somebody else's chaylev, and then he eats it, shuchayev, he's going to have to pay. Shekarni schayev, beganeva, kadam shabon l'day, isur chaylev. Even though chorus will potter, the person eats chaylev, he's chayev chorus, the chayev chorus kicks in much later than the chayev tashlumen for the ganeva, which took place as soon as he picks it up. So the more amad the midnei the agbe kanye, as soon as he picks it up, he's kind of, and that's the moment for the chiyav gzela when he picks it, is when he does the kinyan. But he's chayav benafshe lehava ad ochale. It's not chayav misa until he eats it. So hachanami by case of truma midnei the agbe kanye, he's chayav benafshe lehava ad ochale. In the case where he took somebody else's truma, he has to pay for it. The truma was given to the kain already, and he has to pay for it. So the chiyuv for the tashlumen is immediate as soon as he picks it up. So how can misa b'dei shemayim pater? It's not at the same time. This is referred to in the language of the Rishonim as Be'idna. That's the word we're focusing on. Be'idna means at the time. That's the Aramaic word for time. So it has to be Be'idna. It has to be at the same time. So Moore says, okay, in the case of that we're referring to, that according to Baya, a person would be Potter, and according to Rabba, a person would be Chaya, because Misa Deshmaiv does not Potter, but everything else is worked, it's called, it is Be'idna. The case is, the Tachav Le'chavera, the Sech Piv, that somebody else put it into his mouth. So he didn't do the Hagbah. So he's not chayiv for the tashlumin for the hagbah. His chayiv is for eating. And so the Mor says that's at the same time. The Mor says, well, no, still no good. So if still at the end of the end of the story, kiman delase kanye mischay benafshalay havi ad the bala. So the chayiv misa is for swallowing, but the chayiv tashlumin already takes effect is when the person chews it. So he didn't. Somebody else put it into his mouth, and from the moment of Leisa of chewing, he's Kanye. He will take responsibility. It's a form of a kinyan. At least to the point that he's Mikhayev to pay for the. Reimburse the kayan. Moore says, okay, good question. So still not at the same time. Moore says, going to talk about the soich beis abliya, that when the person put it into this person, the Reuben and Shimon is the one who ate it, Reuben is the one who stuck it into his mouth. Reuben stuck it all the way back in Shimon's mouth, all the way towards, right by the beis abliya, the place where you swallow. So he swallowed it as is. So there is no act of Le'isa. The Mor says, Sahechi Dami. Still, either Matzala Adurai, if it's. So at some point, the food placed in a person's mouth is so far back that a person can't spit it out. Basically, it's pretty much involuntary that's going to be swallowed. So the Mor says, but if it's not that far back, so that he can just remove it from his mouth, and he didn't chew it, so wash it off and give it back. It's still usable. So if he then chooses to swallow it, so the chiyuv is for the actual moment of swallowing, but there's this point moving from the place where he could, in his mouth, from where he could be mahadarit to where he can't be mahadarit, so he's in a chayiv moment for that. And he loy motzi ladure yamai chayiv. And if he can't, it's involuntary already at that point in time, so why would he be chayiv to pay for it anyway? Or why would he chayiv misa? So there's no chayiv misa because he had no control over it. So Rashi learns the question was on the chayiv misa. So Tosha says, why don't you say the case was that he asked the other person to put it in? So you can't call him, he's not an onus. The Gabi the Chila, he wanted this to happen. So he'll be Chayav Misa. The question is, why should be Chayav Mamon? He didn't do a Gzela. And there's no din of, right, there is, Tosfos then raises the question, there's no Chayav Gzela, but there's also Chayav of Nehenna. So it's barrel Akayan Shuma. Was limited to barrel Akayan. It's barrel Akayan Shuma. Reuben takes it, sticks it all the way back in Shimon's mouth, and Shimon swallows it. Shimon benefited. He got lunch out of it. So besides the chiyuv of for Mazik, there's a more about Makama, the sugya about Makama Davchov, that there's a separate chiyuv above and beyond the chiyuv of Mazik. There's a chiyuv for Nehenna, getting benefit. He got benefit. He got lunch out of it. He doesn't have to pay for lunch. The Mor says that the chiyuv tashlumin for mazik, there's a lot that you have to pay with idis. There's no chiyuv of idis, the best type of property. It doesn't apply to Nehenna. The pasuk is referring to meitav sedem meitav karmi yishalim. It's a pasuk by mazik, and we learn from mazik that all of the tashlumei damages, including zayla, Nehenna is a chiyuv to pay, so I can pay whatever I want with whatever I want. Nehenna, I don't pay for the value of the item. I pay for the amount of benefit. The benefit is that I save lunch. The financial benefit is that I don't have to pay for lunch. Right? So I ate top premium, you know, truma item. For lunch, I could have eaten the $1.50 special at Shalom's, you know. So the value of the Nehanoah is not the value of the item, it's how much I saved. But the Maisi have Mukhir to pay something, but that Chiyav, so the right to the Chumar Amadis to Gevi for the moment of Nehana, that you would have. He is Nehana, and that's the moment of Kimle Baraminate. So Tosha says, so why aren't you Chayiv for the Hanoah? So we're asking Kasha, where is Vai's case relevant of Kimle Baraminate? So you say, well, because you're not Chayiv for Gzela because you didn't do the Gzela. Okay. So you should be Chayiv for the Nehana, and now the Kimle Baraminate says you can't be Chayiv for Nehana because that happened at the same moment. The moment of swallowing, that's when he saved lunch, and that's when he's chayav misa. So according to Baya, he should be potter on that chiyav nehana. So he says, no, there's no chiyav hana over here, because at the moment, it's in the stage where it's impossible to return it, the Baalim is miyayish on it. Once the Baalim is miyayish on it, there's no chiyav nehana on that item. And then there's even if the person wasn't aware of it and therefore it wasn't the Yish, we find the concept in Halacha with so much as a Buddha Mimenum, we call them, it reached a stage where nobody can get from it anyway anymore. It's called Zutul Shoyam, and it has the equivalent in Halacha as being as having Yish. Okay, so it's like there was Yish at that moment, so there's no Chiyuv Nehana to pay for that afterwards. The Mor says.
So the henna is tului both in the person's in this case the person's benefit that's eating the truma, and also in.
I'm mechuyev to pay the henna, but I pay the henna to the owner of the item. I benefit from your item. I'm mechuyev to pay. If the owner has relinquished his rights to the item, either through yush. Or because it's a halacha equivalent of yush, there's nobody to pay to. So more ilum atzidura my chayiv. The more answer lotzricha the matzala dura ayirayat chak. So if it's the point where a person could expel it out of his mouth with difficulty, at that point it's usually me it's already. So. The point of the Mora is that, so what was the Mora's kasha was, if it's too, it's so far gone, so there's nothing to pay for. No, that's not true, because there is what to pay for, because he did choose to swallow it as opposed to expelling it. On the other hand, you can't say that Yishui Chayiv of what was the kasha of the Mora? But the Mias is there already, so therefore he's not chai for the Gzela, because even when he spit it out, the Baalim couldn't do anything with it. So the Gzela was not done by him, that was done by the other individual. His Chiyav is a Chiyav for the benefit that he got out of the item. And that you would say Kimle Brahmine, because that happens at the same time. That's the case where it would be relevant to discuss a difference between Abaya and Rava. Rapapa Amar, if you're going to talk about the chaver, mashkin shel truma l'sech piv, it wasn't a solid, it was a liquid. And that's something, as soon as it goes into the person's mouth, with liquids, the saliva, etc., it mixes with it, it's immediate, so so the chiyav for the gzela, he didn't pick it up, and his decision to swallow was not called gzela. It was definitely his decision, but it's not called gzela because it was useless to the bialim immediately. So the chiyav is for the hanoah, and the hanoah is at the same time at the moment as the swallowing, and therefore it's kimar ramene. Comes on Ravashi. Ravashi introduces a new way to look at kimar ramene. We've been focused on kimar ramene. That kimar ramene has to be the we're discussing one action which is has two chiyuvim. This is you're not mechayiv him for one action. You're not mechayiv him two punishments. And there's a requirement that has to be bidna. There's also true in the din of kinyan rabbanei that at the same moment that a person is being nischayev a punishment, a greater punishment, he can't be nischayev a lesser punishment. Which means the following: bizar shachot truma mishaloi bekara shirayim shalchaveru. He ate his own truma. A person who's a person has a field, he separates the truma. It's now truma, but it's his. So there's no chiyuv tashlumin over here. But there's a chiyuv zor each truma is chayav misa deshamayim, which according to Abaya, in the Mechilmen Akan, that's enough to make him potter. At the same moment when he ate the truma, he damaged, he did a hazard to somebody. For example, he tore somebody else's clothing. So at the same moment that there's supposed to be a chiyuv tashlumen, there's also chiyuv misa deshamayim. He's chewing he's eating his truma, swallowing it, etc. And while he's doing that, he's happily destroying somebody else's clothing. So he's not chayav to pay according to Baya in Rechim and Akon. So that Rashi points out that's called misa lezeh b'tashlumen lezeh. Even though the chiyuv misa is directed in one direction and the chiyuv tashlumen is directed in another direction, that misa lezeh b'tashlumen lezeh, that is also potter. Why is Rashi stressing? Because we definitely have on record the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rava says that Misa Zevath Hashem Lezeh is not Pater. So Rashi says Misa Tashum Lezeh is Rashi holds as potter because there definitely are opinions that told that case is chayav. Tosis grapples the long Tosis over here, starts in the bottom of Laman and the base, seems to Laman Alpha and Aleph that the classic case of Misa Lezeh with Tashum Lezeh is there's actually the case of there are cases of a chiyuv misa because a person did something to somebody else. The case of chiyuv misa where a person was over in a veir, which is chiyuv misa, a person mechalel Shabbos. A person eats truma. That's between him and his creator. So over here, the zeh and the zeh, the tashuman is the owner of the clothing, and the chiyuv misa is to Shemayim. The case where Rava argues and says Misa Zat Hashem Lezeh is Chayiv is a case where he's Ma'anis, he's born a Zohar, or he's Ma'anis in Aram Rasa, where there's an individual part of the Chayiv. It's a Veir, it's a Shemayim, obviously, but it involves another individual which he acted improperly vis-a-vis that individual, and that's part of the source of the Chayiv Misa. That's where he said it. It's the case where the chiyuv misa is just only the shemayim. Is that Tosfos says it can't be called misa tashum lezeh because the Gemara gives the classical case of kamar amineh. The Gemara says the case of a person of mechalel Shabbos. While he's mechalel Shabbos, he destroys something. It's misa lezeh tashum lezeh, right? So why would they call it Kimmer Ramane according to Rava who holds that case as Chayim? So there it says Misa L'Shamayim is not called Zen Zeb. Okay. So that's what Tosfos gets involved. Yeah, but the case over there was one Misa. This whole issue of Misa L'Shamayim and Zeb which we're discussing over here is a case where it's two separate Misa. Zogt Rashi. Minisha who? It's all the way up. So Chai Misa Bezdin. The person who lives Chai Misa Bezdin. If they don't, by Merlech, he's Chai Misa Bezdin. If they don't take care of it, the Rosh says, I'll replace that. But something is Panai Bechirati. Moshe Karas Mokim Misa Bechilufa. So instead of getting Misa, he'll get Karas. So Karas is a replacement for Misa, so it'll function like Misa with a din of Kimlei B'Rabbi Mine. Zosha Chachuma B'Mezid. Who be misa de shemayim, but lo be karis. Karis is who bazar in the noshim, the sib ariram yiyu. A karis, it applies to the children as well, whereas misa de shemayim only applies to the person. So according to the Baal Abaye Potter, mita shnuman, the nafkalim me osin bide shemayim. B'chalosin b'mashma, bein b'misa, bein b'karis. According to Rava, it's a loch and karis. This is not karis. According to Baye, it's a punishment from Shemayim. That's enough to make him pot. Okay. The Mor says, L'Abaye Potter, it's like Rashi, but to me, it's read as a question. He nami the misa b'dei shemayim pateres b'tashlum, and I have a problem with you saying that ba'i shita is the misa b'dei shemayim pateres b'tashlum. Okay, we're good with that. Al hecha the ochel tshuma, but the scenario you gave of tshuma, the gzela, where the fee of tshuma is for the gzela, mi mifter, how can we pater with that? Hakim and the agba kanya, when he picks it up, that's when he's chayiv for the gzela, the chayiv b'tashlum, and now he owes money. Even if he never eats it, it gets burnt, it gets destroyed. The key of punishment of Misra Dei Shemayim only is when he eats it. It's not the same time. He didn't pick it up. He wasn't cutting it. His key of Tashlumen is when he swallows it. He's chayiv to pay for the benefit that he got, that he has food in his stomach. Well, to make kula, not the full value. And then that moment, where there's the chayiv of the henna, which is the moment of swallowing, because that's when he gets the benefits, there's a chayiv misa. So there we can discuss. Kimle rabbeinu. Let's hold it here.